Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Tuesday, March 30th, 2010. Israeli troops open fire at protests marking Land Day in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, killing one and injuring many more. These stories and details coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinians all over the Gaza Strip and the West Bank marked on Tuesday the Land Day by organizing protests against the wall and settlements. In one of the protests, people gathered at the Israeli-built wall near the Rafah International Airport in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Troops opened fire at civilians, killing 15-year-old Mohammed Al-Faramawi. At the same time, another protest marking Land Day was organized in Khan Yunis town, southeast of Gaza Strip. As protesters reached the buffer zone near the Gaza Strip borders, soldiers stationed there opened fire at the protesters, injuring 16 civilians. Among those injured was 9-year-old Raed Abu Namous, who was critically injured when a live round hit him in the head, medical sources reported. In a similar protest in the central West Bank village of Budros, a number of civilians were injured by Israeli gunfire, including one journalist. Villagers, along with international supporters, gathered at the village after midday prayers at the local mosque and headed towards their lands where Israel is building the wall. Villagers had with them olive trees they planned to plant in their lands instead of trees uprooted by the Israeli army while building the wall. As soon as the protesters reached their lands, Israeli troops fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at them, wounding a number of civilians. In Beit Sahor in southern West Bank, hundreds of Palestinians flocked to the Peace Park in Oshigrab site to mark the Land Day and planted around 150 olive trees in the land in risk of being confiscated by Israel to build a military installation and a settlement on the site. Similar activities were organized in Nablus and Salfit in the northern part of the West Bank to mark Land Day. Palestinians mark the Land Day after events dating back to March 30, 1976. Clashes erupted near the Palestinian town of Sakhnin in response to the Israeli government's plans to confiscate thousands of Palestinian-owned acres of land. A general strike and protests were organized in Arab towns from the Galilee to the Negev, met with severe violence from the Israeli police, killing 6 Palestinians and wounding hundreds. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.